Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting third. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Trusiewski. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tim Cullen. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting fifth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Hank Allen. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Moore. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Barry Moore. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trusiewski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a pop-up towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine strikes out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trusiewski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein strikes out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trasuski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cullen moves to second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard strikes out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Cullen moves to third. McMullen moves to second. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 1 in the game. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Trasuski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trasuski is 0 for 1 in the game. Trasuski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine who is chasing the ball. Euler reaches third base with a triple. Trasuski goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 1 in the game. Lolick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Euler scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up towards first. Epstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Lolick covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Wirt moves to second. Casey Cox now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards second. Allen scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Wirt moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. McMullen reaches second base with a double. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-2 in the game. Casanova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trusiewski hits a pop-up towards short. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Euler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Northrup now playing right field. Jim Landis now playing left field. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Epstein strikes out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Camilli pinch hits for Casey Cox. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen scores. Camilli moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Mike Marshall now pitching. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McMullen takes first base on ball 4. Camilli moves to third. Cullen moves to second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Camilli scores. Cullen scores. McMullen moves to second. It's 3-2, Senators. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Valentine hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Stroud now playing center field. Dick Lines now pitching. Hank Allen now playing left field. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freehan moves to second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Tigers 2. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 3 in the game. Casanova hits a fly ball into left field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 3 in the game. Epstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Trusewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusewski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trusewski hits a pop-up towards short. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Oiler hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Price pinch hits for Mike Marshall. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.